Using language vividly.
Just as you can be accurate without being clear, so you can be both accurate and clear without being interesting. If you want to move people with your speeches, use moving language. Dull, dreary words make for dull, dreary speeches. Bring your speeches to life by using vivid, animated language. Although there are several ways to do this, here are two of the most important: imagery and rhythm.
Imagery?
One sign of a good novelist is the ability to create word pictures that get you totally involved with the story. These word pictures let you see the haunted house, or feel the bite of the snow against your face, or hear the birds chirping on a warm spring morning, or smell the bacon cooking over an open campfire, or taste the hot enchiladas at a Mexican restaurant. Speakers can use imagery in much the same way to make their ideas come alive. Three ways to generate imagery are by using concrete words, simile, and metaphor. Concrete words. As we saw earlier in this chapter, choosing concrete words over abstract words is one way to enhance the clarity of your speeches. Concrete words create images of sights and sounds, feelings and emotions that pull us irresistibly into the speech. Simile. Another way to create imagery is through the use of simile. Simile is an explicit comparison between things that are essentially different, yet have something in common. It always contains the words like or as. Here are some examples from student speeches. Walking into my grandparents' home when I was a child was like being wrapped in a giant security blanket. Air pollution is eating away at the monuments in Washington, D.C., like a giant Alka-Seltzer tablet. These are bright, fresh similes that clarify and vitalize ideas. Metaphor. You can also use metaphor to create imagery in your speeches. Metaphor is an implicit comparison between things that are essentially different, yet have something in common. Unlike simile, metaphor does not contain the words like or as. For example, America's cities are the windows through which the world looks at American society. Henry Cisneros. With globalization, the same sea washes all of humankind. We are all in the same boat. There are no safe islands. Kofi Annan. When used effectively, metaphor, like simile, is an excellent way to bring color to a speech, to make abstract ideas concrete, to clarify the unknown, and to express feelings and emotions.
Rhythm.
Language has a rhythm created by the choice and arrangement of words. Sometimes the appeal of a statement depends almost entirely on its rhythm, as in this children's verse. Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old. There is little meaning here. The appeal comes from the combination of sounds, which gives the passage an almost musical cadence. Speakers, like poets, sometimes seek to exploit the rhythm of language. By catching up their listeners in an arresting string of sounds, speakers can enhance the impact of their words, and therefore of their ideas. Winston Churchill was a master at this. Here is a passage from one of his famous speeches during World War II. "We cannot tell what the course of this fell war will be, as it spreads remorseless through ever wider regions. We know it will be hard. We expect it will be long. We cannot predict or measure its episodes or its tribulations. We cannot yet see how deliverance will come or when it will come. But nothing is more certain than that every trace of Hitler's footsteps, every stain of his infected and corroding fingers, will be sponged and purged and, if need be, blasted from the surface of the earth."